session is finally happening.
Woo!
Welcome to the High 502, guys.
We're back.
I'm Clock Van Wilder. To my left is the doomed one. To my other left is Tino Gross.
What a do.
We're the pretty much the only podcast dedicated to buying $40 of recreational pot in Washington State, then coming back to the crown jewel of the Clallam County, the man cave of Ryan Clock, and smoking it. Is it the boof or is it the truth? Tonight we'll find out on many products. And now we get to insert our first real Spotify song. Insert it here, Justin. All right, did we do it? If we did it, technology rules. And if we didn't,
we'll figure it out.
And that's what's up.
Yeah, and that's High 502 for you, baby. Ooh, God. You know, before I say it, I just want to say that this pandemic, we have made it through.
Yes.
Some of our brothers and sisters will no longer be able to puff and toke and pass that joint. And we have not lost our way. We are still here, alive and well. So I feel really good about this and say thank you for being here tonight.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Justin,
thank you.
What the fuck are we smoking?
I'm so happy to hear that after 2 years. I'll tell you what we're smoking. We are smoking Gushers from Paris.
Cannabis
P-A-R-I-S. It is Triangle Kush and Gelato 41 cross to get this delicious nug of Gushers.
Mm.
Looking at the packaging, you know, it says pesticide free. I enjoy that. Thank you, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
Keeping the pesticides out of my weed. And I think it's pretty tasty.
Mm. You know, I've become a dab whore these last 2 years exclusively. Oh, yeah, I haven't even had a torch dab. That's how spoiled I am.
Torchless 20s.
The torchless 20s are
We're
real.
Still going strong.
I got to be honest, that Gusters has a hint of berries on the tip of my lip now that I'm going with it. And it's pretty fucking good.
I get the little buzz in the lips, too.
Okay. Oh, dude, that's what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
I love that.
Ooh, that's good. Well, to all of our fans out there, we've missed you. We're smoking this weed in Washington State, but we got listeners all over the world. Where would we be without the less than 1%ers? I'm talking about less than 1% Kuwait. Where you at? Mexico. Less than 1% in Sweden. Less than 1% in Indonesia. I love it. Germany coming in at 4%.
Yes.
Fucking Sprecken Z dope.
Yeah.
But as always, listener support is always generated on any platform where dope ass podcasts are found. Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. But where will we be, boys, without the good old USA?
USA! 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 USA!
91% of you are coming from the US, from Texas to Florida, from Seattle, Washington to Sacramento. Thanks for being here with us. We really, really appreciate you. Fellas, the last time we was here all together, to the best of my knowledge, going back to my records, was January 13th, 2020. That episode, I believe, contained all three of us sitting in one space passing marijuana. And that was just a month before the pandemic officially was proclaimed. Basically, around that time, January 20th was the first time they'd ever called it the China flu or the Wuhan flu. And one of the first cases was being treated in Seattle, Washington, Harborview Medical Center. So we were right there, boys, right before it.
Inches.
And it's been a minute. Two plus years, hasn't it?
Two plus years.
A lot has changed. I'm looking across to my other left at Tino. It's like that picture that you see of the young boy going before war. And then you see him after the Great World First War, just how grizzled and without time has caught up with the young boy. He looks like a damn man. And I'm going to say it, Tino. You look like you could fill into a woman's size large. You're looking swole, son. I said it.
Oh, shit. You may have just upgraded. Hey, I appreciate that.
Push-ups.
It's good to be back. Man, this 2 years has been crazy. You know, we keep holding it down at the farm. Nothing stopped there. In my personal life, I picked up growing just as a means to kind of support myself in that aspect.
And you've gotten pretty fucking good at it, too.
I mean, I have a, you know, it helps to be at the farm and be able to go to people who know more than I do and get that knowledge from them.
Yep.
You know, people who've been in the same exact position that I was. So, you know, I said this the last two grows. It's not just me, you know, it's a group of people that are just giving me tips and tricks and helping me out here and there. So, Yeah.
Well, that's great. Is that why you changed from Tino Smokes to Tino Gross?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Damn, son.
Absolutely.
And what do you have in your harem of female plants right now? What's your top? What's your bottom, bitch?
Well, I have
that one?
I got a shout out. I got a shout out Ziploc seeds on Instagram. I bought two packs of the male was white truffle. And the females were on one strain. It was the LA Kush Cake, so Wedding Cake to Cushman's. And then the other pack was a London Pound Cake crossed to a Bubba Kush to Animal Cookies. So I've got those two. And he threw in two other packs. I thought I was getting 10 plus seeds. It was like 20 plus seeds in each pack. So really fair deals.
Plug.
This is kind of just like an impromptu plug. Ziploc seeds, his packs, you can get them for like 60 to 100 bucks, and he always, always hooks it up with freebies. And so it's white truffle crosses, and then I have two UK cheese to Gorilla Glue from Ethos that I have going in my tent.
Okay.
So, how are those looking?
Really good. I think that Gorilla Glue is pretty dominant in terms of that vigor. Mm-hmm. So it's growing like a weed.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. And yeah. You seem like you really found your stride in the industry. That's really great to see.
Yeah. I love growing weed. I know you guys can attest to it. It's kind of like a little place of Zen. You go in there and looking at the flowers, just know that you're doing a good job and everything's alive is just a nice feeling. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's sick, Tino. It's so good to see you still doing well. I'm glad to see that you're growing. It sounds like you've got a lot of things in your garden right now growing. So good luck on that. You going high pressure sodium? You going UV LED lights? Like what's your grow out bulb looking like? What's that sitch?
I've got a Mars Hydro 2000 watt right now.
LED. Shout out to Mars.
Shout out to Mars Hydro. Yeah, I love it. The Mars Hydro was awesome. Before that, I had some Blurpo LED and it was my first light and that was okay. But you really like see the difference between the two when you.
And that's the UV one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get to, I don't know, a big boy light, as some people would say, you really see the difference.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm stoked to hear about that, man. This Gushers, by the way,
still going,
still tasting good, getting greasy, making Tino want to hit his vape pen in my basement. Yeah. Is that tobacco?
Nicotine.
Damn, son, you Nick fitting while you hitting the joint. Okay, that's cool, Tino. He's a grown ass man now. He wants to smoke that virtual spliff. Yeah. That's terrific. Well, Justin, what about you? Beard looking longer than ever.
Yeah, I let the cheeks grow out.
I appreciate that. Yeah. What's January 13th, 2020? What's been life like for you since then?
Oh man, I have been full-time manager, full-time parent.
Yeah, full-time, fully. Okay.
And it has been pretty, pretty crazy.
Yeah, you are a master juggler. I will tell you that.
Yep.
In the court of life, he's juggling a lot of stuff for sure.
Yeah, but it's been a lot of fun, man. The pandemic was weird, like just being in the house all the time and you can't go anywhere. For a while, it's like you could only go to the grocery store or like the bank. You know, and that bugged me.
That was a weird existence, that first one, yeah.
It was, and it just kind of seemed normal after that. It's like, well, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
It's just...
Okay.
It's been crazy.
You got a new whip as well?
Yeah, I did.
You got a family mobile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's sick?
Yeah, that thing's been pretty fun.
Yeah, I bet. It looks great. Your family's doing well. How old's your boy now?
He's 2.5.
Oh, 2.5. Yeah. Oh,
so he's talking back, climbing on everything, and constantly shedding all of his clothes.
Oh, I love it.
Yep. I just
want to remember this face before it starts going gray, Justin, where all those beard hairs were still gingerly, beautifully red.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty, just enjoy it.
Pretty soon to be salt and cumin for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fucking drop dead sexy. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But it's coming. I got a 13-year-old son.
Winter is coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
But you know what I did do a lot of this last 2 years is listen to our podcast.
Oh!
I listened to every episode at least a couple times.
That's sick as fuck.
That's awesome.
And it just made me miss this experience because I was realizing what a good dynamic we all have with each other.
Yeah.
You know? And I was listening to Coffin Kenny Wood yesterday.
Oh, the
cough.
Oh,
crying, Coffin Kenny. Laughing, dude.
Coffin Kenny, baby. Oh,
I hope he's doing good out laughing. There.
Yeah, shouts out.
Maybe he's listening to Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's our Texas fan. Justin, you also got a new hobby, didn't you? You started putting metal in the fire and started banging away at it like Tony Stark.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I got an anvil and a forge.
Yeah. My man's making shit now.
I've been making like little stuff here and there and also like knives and things like that.
That's what's up. Yeah.
No, I'm super stoked to see that. I can't wait to get my own custom boot knife.
My own metal buckle.
I got some railroad spike ones on my
phone. There we go. Well, listen, as much as I love stabbing stuff, we have a tradition. Light it. As one piece of material goes to bed, we lit another one in its wake. I am very high. I don't know what that just meant. I am very sorry about that. It is the high 502 way to keep smoking this entire episode. Now, Tino, what the fuck are we smoking?
Well, you guys, we're smoking a Star Dog Cross Gelato 41. The name of it, I don't know.
We don't know.
But that's what it is. And I got it from a friend. And I will say I like it a lot. It's very earthy, almost maybe chocolate, coffee-esque terps on it. Mm. Not my go-to, but hey, I'll play with it.
It'll get you there.
I'm sorry. What were the crosses again? It was what?
Star Dog to Gelato 41.
Oh, there you go.
I think I might have said GMO. Mm-mm. No?
No, you said Gelato. I just didn't realize it was the 41.
I'm pretty high right now.
Well, I remember smoking Star Dog in the day. That has like three different kinds of Chem Dog in it. And really? Trace Dog, I think, is involved.
Uh-huh. I miss the Star Dog.
I do, right? Old school, just great mouthfeel to it.
Dang.
Really nice shit.
Yeah. I don't remember ever smoking it just Star Dog, but I do remember being at a local grocer and another gentleman saw my sweatshirt of Canna and he said, "Oh man, that's Star Dog. Ah, I miss when you guys grew that."
Yeah.
It made me really happy that we were able to leave an impact on someone like that, even after however long it was since we'd had grown it. So
And go find it right now in the market. It ain't there. Yeah. It's sad how genetics like that, you have to keep pressing forward towards the future. And you can't ever go back and say, "Oh, let's grow an old school White Widow or a Star Dog from the 90s or early 2000s. Like, that market's not really there right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that we can't bring it back.
I was going to, right off the top of the tip of my tongue, I want to throw a bone out there. How do we feel about that? As, you know, as all growers, how do you guys feel about kind of like those old genetics maybe not coming back because people are wanting to just keep pushing forward and finding new stuff rather than just working backwards or working with what there was?
I think it's a mistake to get rid of the old dogs altogether.
I do agree with that statement. It's gone would be really sad.
Right. I
mean, you can't deny progression, right?
Yeah.
And that's always going to happen. We're always going to get better at it. And eventually there's going to be way better strains than there are right now, you know, and they'll probably be having the same conversation about the strains we're smoking now.
I really feel like in early days in Mesopotamia, they crossed these plants together to make an orange, right? And roses and persimmons and fruit. And I feel like we're doing that right now with cannabis, taking it to that next level, you know, being cultivators, but you know that we're never going to eat a persimmon like it was back in ancient Egypt. You know, it's been bred too many times over. So a part of me feels like, man, that old school White Widow or that skunk number one, how can it still remain untouched after 35, 40 years of breeding? How are you telling me that it's the same thing that Grandpa Ben and Jerry Garcia smoked in 1982, right? Yeah. It's like, it's really hard for me to believe that White Widow is the same. I feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, there are even talks of people saying Gorilla Glue, and as you know, I might not have been a fan of it from the last previous episodes. You know, I still respect it, and I know a lot of people love it, but even that's even being considered kind of like, well, no more glue. It's crazy how fast the tide turns in the weed industry.
Well, everybody, the glue is one that everybody grows.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like saturated the market.
That's
maybe
true.
It's just time for a change, but to stop growing it, like for everybody to stop growing it, that would be dumb.
I think it would be, remiss.
I'd stop growing it for like a year and then pick it back up.
Right.
So that way you can get everybody who wants the nostalgia of the glue.
Do you think there's anybody out there that's strictly for a conservation of these strains? Not necessarily for propagation, right?
There's places that have massive seed banks and things like that.
Is there something like that for cannabis? Or even like a clone bank where they're just keeping clones of original cuts just for lineage, you know?
I know
that. I'd be interested.
You ever seen that Strain Hunters?
Yes, with Arjun and the other dude.
Yeah, I think they went to like, maybe it was the Middle East, and they were in like a living seed bank.
Oh, that's rad.
You know, okay. So they were just going over there and picking seeds.
Well, what do you know, Ryan? You're not the first to think of that one. First time for that.
It does bring up a good point, though. It's like, how many of those places exist?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and will it become like the apple, where once over 150, 200 species used to dot this country? Now there's only four or five that are really grown commercially. Is that what we're going to end up doing? Where it may not be Gorilla Glue, but it says glue genetics into half of the strains out in the market.
Yeah.
So you get your glue or your fruit or your gas or whatever, and that be it.
Yeah.
It'd be like the cosmic crisp apple.
There is.
Yeah, have you had one of those?
Yeah, they're fucking great.
Yeah, didn't scientists genetically modify those to make that apple? So what if they end up doing that to weed?
I mean, who's to say, you know? I mean, that would be insane, but
hey,
some crazy things.
It's crazy things have happened. I want to talk about 2020 still, the last time we were together. I pulled up some information from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. I wanted to go through a few things that were... Whoa, you okay? I thought your beer was on fire. Oh, number one song in January of 2020, Yummy Yummy, Justin Bieber. Yeah. You got that yummy, yummy. That's where we were. We were just living life, having a good ass time.
Wow.
Number one movie in January 2020, Bad Boys for Life.
Oh,
you got Martin Lawrence. You got Will Smith. Shit, we were having a good ass time.
That was a great time.
You know, ground beef was $4.10 a pound, January 2020. I just looked these up on Walmart. $6.12 for that same pound today. $2.02 increase. That's what times we're living in now. Okay. Yep. Some other ones. A loaf of bread was $1.35 across the country. Now it's $1.76. So it's not much. It's 41 cents difference, but it's increasing. That's the point of this. Everybody want to know. They go, Clock, what's with that price of that gas? What's with that price of that gas? It was $2.47 January 13th, 2020. Now, I looked it up right before this episode, $4.69. So, an increase of $2.22 per gallon.
I paid $5.04 today.
Hear that? Wow. You hear that,
fucking
folks?
A, dude.
Even more. Now, there were other incremental changes. A dozen eggs increased by 26 cents. A gallon of milk increased by 28 cents. Not one single product that I had found had decreased in price. So that's what's up.
That's what's up.
You ain't got no yummy yummy. You ain't got no Morton Lawrence. You ain't got no cheap gas. Shit was really sad.
Yeah.
Okay. And as I said, school shootings, when I looked up current events for January 2020, school shootings, where they gone? People calm the fuck down since everyone stayed home.
Yeah.
And the first case of Chinese virus in the U.S. in Seattle, Washington, January 2020, as I said earlier. So a lot was going on the last time we were together, you know?
Yeah.
In my life, I started growing as well, okay? I became a doomsday apocalypse person. I saw the shit coming. Food shortages. I started to grow my own food. I took that Trump money, and I went to Vegas and bought a gun.
Oh,
I took that Trump money round two, and I started buying provisions like, 180 meals for 30 days for four people kind of shit. Sacks of rice, sacks of flour.
Yeah.
Gun ammunition galore. Became a gun nut. January, 2022, Ryan, looks nothing like January 2020. I was listening to Yummy Yummy, thinking everything was good in the world. Now I'm a little scared about everything. I cannot believe I survived the pandemic. Let's just say unscathed. Yeah. I became an essential worker in an industry I thought was over, you know, in March of 2020.
That was a blessing.
Cheers to that. Free money was really beneficial to my family at a time when we really needed it the most. We were crippled with debt, so we were able to pay off that debt and actually gain money for the first time in our life.
Oh yeah.
And that's pretty much it. I started a gun collection. I've been growing weed, and I've been trying to focus on the family more than anything else.
Yeah.
Our priorities shifted. We were looking to buy a house, but now we're trying to buy property out near Forks.
Yeah.
Let's get away, have a cabin. Be on the river.
Yeah.
Enjoy whatever this world is that we have left, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it. You know, I camped too long on that joint. So if you want to light it, that's fine. No, but I think we're all blazed. Am I right?
No.
Hey,
we're about 20 minutes into this bitch. It sounds like a perfect time to take a break, take a piss, and hear a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back with more weed and fun here on the High 502, guys. And we're back. All right, boys, you are listening to High 502, buying Rec Market products and making sure it's Boof.
Thanks for sticking with those sponsors.
Oh, thanks for sticking with us.
Appreciate it.
Boys, we have smoked a lot of products in the past when going to look for new products. I found it really hard. We're doing our job quite well. Over our 26 episodes, we've probably smoked over 150 to 200 products and have inserted rectally one product. Yeah. So I feel really good about all the products we have. But I can't wait to say this again. Justin, what the fuck are we smoking?
We are smoking the Humboldt Royal Kush from Love Lit Farms or Lit Love Farms.
We can't figure it out.
Yeah,
it's LL Farms.
Yeah, LL Farms. Love Lit or Lit Love. We don't know. We don't care. Give me that Humboldt Royal Kush. It's got a real, like, pastel.
Mm-hmm.
Trippy. There's a worm on it. It says grown in happy living soil with a happy green worm. So that's cool. It says organically grown. So that's wonderful.
I love that.
And its handle is at Love It Farm. Oh, it is at Love It Farms.
Okay.
It's Love It. L-U-V-E-I-T. Love It.
Oh, okay.
Not Love Lit. Yeah. Come on, High 502, guys. Hey,
come on.
They use the word organically, too, which I did not think you could use because that is an FDA word. You know, the Food and Drug Administration own the rights to the word organic.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And so, you know, in order to call your food organic, you would need to be able to go through the rigors of FDA testing and whatnot. So
yeah, right.
That's one reason we can't say our farm is organic because, oh, well, I mean, what does that mean? It basically means you're using organic pesticides and products that are allowed to be sold in Washington State agricultural markets. So that's pretty cool. We love living soil here at High 502. Creates great terps.
I didn't even notice the worm on it the first time I looked at it.
Hey, bro. That's why you keep looking at the label, bro.
Kind of reminds me of like Mario, like Super Mario Bro text font color.
It does have some 8-bit graphic look to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're tugging at the old nostalgia. Heartstrings. Woo! That shit got me.
What do you think about that one?
It's earthy as a motherfucker.
It is. I really enjoy that, actually.
Boys, I want to put into your hand tonight a product. I went to my local Floyd's. 4 locations here in Washington State. Pullman, Cedro, Willie, Shelton, and Port Angeles.
Ooh,
and I went to the Port Angeles location, and I went up to the sexy-ass bud tenders they have there, both male, female, and androgynous. And I said to them, I want the cheapest but best 100 milligram candy in the market. And she just pulled right up, pulled out the hot sugar products from Fat Panda.
She said,
for $12, this will melt your nuts. Mm-hmm. I said, my nuts have already been melted, but that's cool. Just kidding. We did not talk about my nuts, just in case anyone's wondering if I'm going into rec market stores talking about my genitals. That was a joke. Anyway, a hot sugar from Fat Panda. It says new recipe, new look, same great stuff. Well, if it's a new recipe and a new look, that's not the same great stuff, is it?
No,
that's different shit.
Yeah.
That's different shit. It looks more adult-like. It used to have this like sugar skull on the outside of it, if I'm not mistaken. And then I'm going to pass this package around on the back because I didn't open it because I honestly did not know how to open the childproof packaging, which either makes me a child or makes this packaging really unlegible to read. So tonight we're playing a new segment called Is It Tino Proof? I'm going to set a timer on my phone for 1 minute, 30 seconds, and I'm going to allow Tino to read the 3-panel graphics on the back to determine whether or not he can. So I'm going to give you a minute 30 to look at the panels. Then I'm going to give you an additional minute 30 to go ahead and try to open the package, okay?
And so for folks at home, I have not seen this packaging. I mean, it was staring at me, but not the instructions, so...
Set a timer for 1 minute 30 seconds.
So we will see. Do I have a minute 30 to open it as well?
What's the first panel read?
Well, it looks like it's pointing to the Ziploc on it.
So there's a red dot on the package.
Yeah.
The first panel looks like, hey, locate the red dot.
Yeah, locate right? The red dot.
And then what's the second panel look like?
Well, the second one looks like he's reaching in the bag. And it looks like they're grabbing the roll from the bag.
And then the third panel, what does that look like is happening?
It looks like they moved the bag on its side to open this up. And then they opened it up like that.
Okay, now, Tina, please do not open it yet. You still have plenty of time. You have 40 seconds to negotiate that third panel. Obviously, the third panel is the most confusing. For folks at home, the second panel looks like the bag has already been opened, and now you're putting your finger inside the bag to where the red dot is. However, the red dot is on the outside of the package, and that only leads to more confusion as you look at the third panel, which then does look like it's on its side. It does look like it's like spread open, ready to be entered, which is a really weird look for it. Once you see it, it cannot be unseen.
Yeah.
Like someone's getting fingered. Yeah. Right? Look at that panel! Like, what is going on there?
It's like someone sticking their hand in the cookie jar.
Okay, so now you've had plenty of time to look at these panels. I'm going to now repeat, and I would say, please open it for the crowd.
All right. I don't know how.
Is it... You got to touch the button, bro.
Yeah, is it with one hand, and then I pull at the same time?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, I don't know.
I see the button.
For folks at home, Tino's taking his sweet time with the little red dot on the outside of the bag. He's got about a minute left.
It's a puzzle.
It is. Yeah. The goal is to able to retain the Ziploc. There's a Ziploc feature. I think they want you to pull apart the bag in a way that opens the bag and perforates the Ziploc without ripping the Ziploc out of the whole mechanism. I think is what's going on. The Mylar is quite thick, though. Probably, as a person who purchases stuff, probably at a 6 mil.
Yeah.
So it's fairly thick. It ain't going to be ripped open. And this Love It Farms, it's treating me good. Real smooth and easy smoke right there. Nothing fantastic, but I wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating crackers, if you know what I mean,
yeah,
right?
I hear you. Okay. It's
10 seconds.
It's something I hadn't seen before. And it's,
yeah, this is crazy.
There we go, folks. It has been 3 minutes, and Tino has not opened the bag. So tonight we can say, is it Tino proof? The answer is yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. I'm going to give Justin the same amount of time. He's got a little less time on the timer. As he had just received it, he's got about a minute left. He is also manipulating the red dot on the outside of the bag. They put a lot of focus on the first panel on the red dot.
They do.
It makes you think, like, no matter what, that red dot's fucking involved somehow. Okay. The whole panel is just dedicated to that. So.
And then the second one, like you said, it already looks like it's been opened.
Oh, exactly.
And so
how can it already be opened if the point of this is to open it? Panel two is like spoiler alert. Now Justin's opening it like a bag of Sun Chips. He's using all of his might. Well, I wouldn't say all, but 35 to 50% of his might. He's got 30 seconds left. Now he's up, increased it to 70%. I think he's saying fuck the red dot at this point.
Yeah, I almost did too.
Red dot's a dick.
Yeah, and with the last 10 seconds, maybe he starts messing with the pressure inside
that's
the bag
tough,
to make
right?
it pop, right?
That's insanely tough.
How is
I mean, if I was a child, I would just grab a pair of scissors.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass this to you and take this. And you know, folks, I attempted it the other day to say that the red dot has to continue to be played with. And there it is.
Huh.
And there it is. I've been practicing. Okay. Here's what these gummies look, these candies look like. They're hard candy. They're clear. I figured as we finish that pre-roll of Lovett Farms' Humboldt Royal Kush, we could pop one of these in our mouth. These are 10 milligrams each. Comes 10 milligrams for $12.
That's not too bad.
No.
It has 1 milligram of CBD in it as well. And the package is hard as hell to open unless you've been thinking about it for 4 days straight. Huh?
I wouldn't have had the patience. I would have just cut it open.
Me too. Me too.
As one pre-roll falls, another will be lit. That is the high 502 way. So the boys tonight are cleansing their palates with good old-fashioned H2O. Mm-hmm. One's being sober for probation, the other being sober as a lifestyle choice. Am I mistaken by that, Tebow? Tebow? Are you coming out, Tebow?
No, it's a bit of both. It's a bit of both.
Good. I tonight, however, am getting schwilly. I will admit tonight's bitch beer of the week is Excelsior Cider from Schilling Cidery at 8.5%. It tastes like apple juice and gets me fucked up. I'm backing that tonight with Caudill Brothers American Single Malt Whiskey. It's the kind of single malt whiskey that will give you the shakes if you drink too much. And I know that because the guy selling me the bottle was shaking pretty hard. And I know what Parkinson's look like. I worked in a nursing home. So this was $50 a bottle, so it's quite expensive. I thought I'd give you a little aromatic nose of it so you can see it and smell it.
Mm.
Let it play. Toasted caramel is what we're going on here.
This guy does have shakes bad.
Like Jim Beam on steroids. That's how I've described it. Like if Jack Daniels and Jim Beam did Brokeback Mountain, had a butt baby, it would be Caudill Brothers Whiskey would be the bastard child. I can't quit you. It has the best. It doesn't have like the sour mash of Jack Daniels. Oh, Justin. Coming out of retirement.
This will be my first shot of hard alcohol this year.
First shot of 2022, and it's a good one. Well, this is not breaking the dam wide open. This is simply just tasting this for aromatics. I'll give you a half a shot so you're going to taste the notes. And as we cleanse our palate of the fat and sticky, how is the aftertaste? Are you still sucking on it over there, Tino? Because I'm a cruncher.
Yeah.
I'm mostly still sucking on it.
It gets my throat. I know that there's just like hash oil, right? Yeah,
something.
It's coating the back of the throat pretty good. It almost has that like hot burn.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, right? That heat when you eat the edible or the raw RSO and then it just sort of like slides kinda on the burns, back of your throat. That's why I kind of crunched it down. Okay. I'm going to clean my palate with a little bit of Excelsior Cider and then we'll hit this Caudill Brothers. Mm-hmm. We got another pre-roll to light and that's coming up next. This is from Taurus brand. Taurus brand was out of Oak Harbor. It looks like they're a processor only. So I don't think they grew this weed. I think they got this weed and made it into a pre-roll.
I see.
This Taurus, the meaning of that is this like interstellar, intertwisted looking harmony, okay, is what Taurus looks like. Okay. I'll try to show you a picture. I thought I took a picture on my telephone when I saw it the other day because I was like, man, how am I going to describe it? The word Taurus is the fundamental pattern of energy in the universe that connects us. Through our senses, we look to our enhanced moods to better understand ourselves and the world around us. The more enlightened we become, the more connected we are. And that's what a Taurus figurine looks like right there.
Wow.
And we'll try to show this via Instagram for a little read-along, for that's a little looky-loo. So that's what this is. And look, they're really, really flexing their proprietary deep water technique. So they're doing those deep water culture buckets, maybe, or the tables, you know, where the it's like it's just water or aeroponics or something. Who knows?
Get huge on those.
When you go look at their Instagram handle, what is it? At Taurus Grow or at Taurus Culture, they're really focusing on their packaging. Look how square this is. Look how much thought we put into our airlock lid jars. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Tonight we'll be smoking Peanut Sunday. It's a 60-40 Indica blend mixing Dosey Dose and Sunday Driver. Okay.
Yeah.
once again, Daddy's having a little trouble opening it. And that's cool.
This would be interesting. I don't know if I have this because I don't
I haven't seen any of the other companies openly say they're DWC. So I'm pretty interested to see how this smokes, because I've heard DWC isn't as terpy as like growing in soil. So
I see. Close. So the lack of soil. Okay. It came two half-gram pre-rolls in a raw cone. I'm going to pass one around, and then I'll light this other one. Yep, it definitely, that fat and sticky definitely has some hash oil in it for sure.
Yeah.
Whatever their sugar is, it's coating the back of my throat something fierce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give me a burn a little.
Does it? Yeah.
I was wondering what that was because it was sweet, and then it started burning me, and I was like, what the hell is
they
this?
Put the hot and hot sugar for sure.
Yeah, bro. Absolutely.
Fucking my throat's on fire, fat panda. Okay, I'm lighting this bitch up. Sunday, a peanut. Sunday. I thought it was a strange name for weed, to be honest, right off the bat.
Peanut Sunday.
Oh, I need that peanut hit. Yeah.
I wonder what that is. Peanut Sunday.
Peanut Sunday is a mixture of Dosey Dose and Sunday Driver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And how does that taste off the bat?
Well, right off the bat, the fat and sticky in the back of my throat's like, hey, what the fuck is going on here? It's hot, bitch. And honestly, out of the joints we've smoked so far, the first two were non-rec market pre-rolls. They were home-rolled pre-rolls from Bud.
Yep.
You can really tell the difference.
Yeah.
Can't you? So as far as effect, you know we ain't gonna feel this shit.
Yeah.
Who knows what we're feeling off of this? It's not like in 10 minutes I'm gonna go, whoa, that Sunday Driver's kicking in.
Yeah.
But either way, I like your joint tube quite a bit, and I love a free t-shirt. We have not been sponsored yet, mainly because no one has come out and to want to sponsor us, but it's also because we tell the truth. We don't want to be a cuckold to some corporate company peddling their wares. No, I want to be truthful with you. And if I don't think this Taurus pre-roll is the shit, I don't want to be forced to say it is good and make you go buy 1,500 units of Peanut Sunday or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
But I'd still have a t-shirt, double XL, XL, and a woman size large.
Now. Absolutely. Top of the morning to you.
I like the shape of this tube.
Yeah.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
It's cool. The cool cube.
And I got to be honest, even though we've smoked a few joints and we're about to hit dabs and I got some blue raspberry flavoring, I'm kind of getting there now with it. I kind of enjoy it. I love Dosey Dose a lot.
I do too.
So I was anything that's reminiscent of that old school Dosey, I'm down to try. So
I'm a big fan.
That's a beautiful thing. Okay, here we are, Slauncher. Justin, do you have your shot, sir?
I do, sir.
Okay.
Salud. Dino, to you.
Thank you.
Ah! It's so flavorful, but there is so much alcohol in there.
That's fire water.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I bet you can smell it because I'm exhaling like at a rapid pace right in his face. Post-pandemic perks right there, Tino. No mask. My bad.
Thank you, Jermaine Ensley.
Woo! Thank you, Jackie J.
That was, you know, have you seen the populace that they're going out still wearing the masks? And
Your choice, man.
I passed somebody the other day. And they made it a point to like look at me and be like, this is how you wear a mask. And I was like, okay.
Walking around?
Yeah. I was in Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Walmart is a bacteria culture for sure. So you may want to protect it. I was on the ferry the other day and it's still a mandate. Okay. So there's a lot of people going, fuck it. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care anymore. And that, you know, you could see like the employees of the very like struggling, like, am I going to actually enforce this shit or what's going on? I just stayed in the car because I forgot a mask and I was like, shit, I don't want to flex. Like, I don't give a shit because I've been wearing a mask for almost 3 years.
Right.
But now I feel weird going in there that they asked for it and I've never said no. Like, I don't know. So,
yeah,
I just chilled. I just chilled and stood outside of the car and just looked at the ocean, you know? It's a beautiful thing, that ferry.
That's the best part.
Yeah. That's the best part of the whole damn ride.
For me, I just because I usually just go to the grocery store and then that's it. I usually mask up just in case, just because I don't know about other people.
No.
And even, you know, I'll go out and say, even to someone who's vaxxed, you can still get it. So I just want to, I do it for my own safety just to make sure I don't get nothing.
And that's fine. Yeah. I'm not going to knock it. Right now, I just need to breathe. I need this to be open season.
But it is nice when you do forget one.
Yep.
And it's like, well, I guess I don't have to wear one.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Rolling dirty, Tino. Rolling dirty.
Do your thing.
Oh, I can't wait to start smoking dabs. We've smoked, what, 4 pre-rolls so far?
Yeah.
In this last 40 minutes. And we got one more kind of flower to smoke. Boys, I got something special for you. I went up and down Seattle the other day, and I found Fire Bros, and I found Pancakes a la Mode.
Wow.
Son, I bought a whole eighth of it. You see that? $50 eighth. When's the last time Ryan Clark bought a $50 eighth? Never.
Been a while.
Yeah, exactly. No, keep going. Since I could say that I bought an eighth for $50. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Go ahead and crack that bitch open and take a sniff. No, I'm smoking a joint right now. It'll just smell like joint to me. Get that shit up. That, my friends, is Pancakes a la Mode. It is pancakes crossed with Projects 4516. And I looked back in their history on their Fire Bros Instagram, and that's Gelato 45 and Platinum Puff is that Project 4516.
I don't get much off it.
Yeah.
So it, far, it's, the first
it's got
is...
a...
Okay.
It's got a pleasurable terp. Mm-hmm. You know, it smells nice, but it's not very strong. Strong. It's not like punchy in the face.
Well, I will divulge, my wife opened this 3 hours ago. I don't know if that makes much of a difference, but this has been unveiled for the first time on High 502. And you're right, it is not, the stench is not overwhelming. The buds do look absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, they do.
As their bud, I'm going to start passing these around so we can start talking about it. You know, as the leader of trim, please eviscerate this. As you see it, the buds are super dense. They remind me of gelato.
Oh, yeah, they do.
The very dark purple hues, right? And the lime green. Very much gelato influence on this.
The tight structure.
I've never grown London pound cake, but they also did a nice thing where they showed it in grow so you can see how greasy it was when it was harvested, which is a really nice thing.
And well, as far as like the structure and everything of this goes, this is pretty dense. It's a little fragile, so you know, if I accidentally hit this right here, that would fall off. But it's trimmed beautifully.
Yeah, it is a great really trim is. Job on that for sure.
I don't see one crow's foot that they miss.
I love to see
that's it. That's a nice trim job. Good for you, Fire Bros.
Good for you. Yep. Right now, they're competing in the Dockside Cup for 2022, and they just won the cakes division with this. I could not find it at the two Docksides that I looked at, and this was purchased at the Cushery in Lake Forest Park, Washington, right off the I-5 corridor.
Okay.
The Cushery. What we're going to do tonight, gentlemen, instead of smoking a joint, is tonight we're going to put it inside of a Vapor Brothers brand vapor box. And what this looks like to the people at home, it is a small black box, probably no more than 8 inches high, that sits on the table. It has a ceramic and glass heating element in the middle. And it has a glass tube with a silicone tube attached to it that we're going to use as a smoking device. We're going to fill this smoking tube with marijuana. And we'll pass it to the left, as per tradition. And Justin's going to hit this entire whip, is what this bad bitch is called.
Ooh, okay. Oh, wow.
And you can hit this whip for probably about 10 to 12 puffs, depending on how fast the draw is. Okay. I will tell you, the faster you hit it, the more plant matter will start to ignite, as this thing sits at about 350 degrees. So if you hit it super hard, it will turn black and it will start to burn on you.
Okay.
But it should brown at this point. Okay.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll have you just, if you're ready to go for it, I'm just going to pass this to you and put it on the slide.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's this for you. It should be ready to go. However, it can take up to, you know, 10 or 15 seconds, but you should be able to hit it quite well. Tino, I'll load up your own whip here.
Okay.
We bought two. Also, thank you, Donnie J. Trump, for this. This Shout device out. Is about $200, and this was peak vape technology pre-volcano. Okay, I first smoked this in Santa Cruz, California, when I was hating life, wondering what my existence was for, but playing a shitload of disc golf in Santa Cruz and delivering bread in the suburbs of San Francisco. So I'd wake up every day at 2:30 in the morning and go to Beckman's Bakery, get in my box truck and drive as fast as I could to Redwood City in San Francisco, and deliver bread to Whole Foods markets, rotate stock, and then drive as fast as I could back over the San Jose Mountain Pass. And I'd get done about noon, 2 o'clock, you know? And then I'd go play De La Viega and smoke weed with a dude named Brandon. And we'd go after work or after the disc golf, and we'd go smoking his Vapor Brothers. That's and I would vape, bro. That's so sick. No bong hits, no joints. We were adults. I was a young adult of 22 years of age vaping. Okay.
How do you prefer vaping to bong hits or to pipes or to joints?
It's much, much smoother. And if you find that perfect temperature, you're going to pull all the essential oils and none of the plant matter. Okay, that's for sure. Okay. Of course, look how cumbersome this device is. The whip is, you know, 3 feet long. It's glass. You feel like it's toast? Is it now tasting like toasted bud? Take a look at it. I'm going to give you a stir device, and you can stir it up and tamp it down a little bit. And maybe get a little more
puff out of it.
It did brown out. Mm-hmm. You can't see it. He says, I can't see it, bro. What I'm going to do is give it a little stir, and then I twist.
I tried.
Yeah, he I did. He it. Tried the visual aid. Tino will just have to taste the rainbow.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, maybe you put it back on there really quick and give it a few more puffs. First of all, how was the pancakes a la mode?
It was very smooth. I don't think I coughed once.
No, I don't think I heard you cough at all.
You look like a gentleman while you smoke this as well, doesn't
absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely. I think it looks cool. I think this whole setup is cool.
This whip, it looks dead. It's dead as fuck, folks. And it makes for terrible podcasting watching him silently smoke a vapor box. Tino, I'm going to ask you to hold that whip in your hand. I'm going to slide that down and you fucking be somebody, Tino.
All right.
You can start puffing on that bad bitch as I go clean it out. Oh,
of
course.
That was interesting, man.
There we go.
Yep. Tino's having a very difficult time with the whip. That's the first thing. There you go.
Keep it away from the bong,
dude. Give it a nice draw. Give it a nice draw.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
This thing is very interesting looking. But I enjoyed the experience.
Yep. And like any other pot smoking device, it does take about an ounce of weed to really master your individual preferences with it. You know, that's for sure. And sometimes, like, it seems like it's a little low. I'm going to turn it up just a little bit. You can see he's getting some vapor out of it. The essential oils are being pulled off of his pancakes a la mode by Fire Bros. $50 eighth from the Cushery in Lake Forest Park. I also, like, I didn't know how to ask. I was like, hey, do you guys carry Canner Organics? Like, I work there. They're like, nope. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy because Cathcart and Clearview do. And then I went into my spiel because I'm a former salesman, you know. And it's got 21 different flavors and a real comparable with the farmer's market over there in the corner. Blah, blah, blah. T-bone steak up my own bull's ass, right? Like, just trying to sell it. But they're like, nope. And their Wi-Fi was down and they were doing all the math by hand. And you could tell they were just shitting bricks about it. So I didn't want to be like, hey, why don't we add a percentage into the mix? Just fuck your day up. So yeah. I pay full price for these boys.
Oh,
damn. Yeah. Oh, no gold fucking chain swag looking nothing. They were like, nope, full price. I'm stressed. Anyway, so there was my experience. But, you know, the Cushery, great people at the Cushery, by the way.
Shout out to
you handled mental math like a champ. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's got to be rough.
It's got to be rough. Tino. How's that vaping going over there, bro? Is it like 2001 all over again?
Oh, yeah. I'm sent back to kindergarten.
Yeah, you are?
I think it's really nice. It tastes just like it smells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just got like a real high point pininess to it.
Okay.
Pancakes, I don't know. I don't see a lot of pancakes in this.
It's not very sweet.
Not very sweet. No, okay, very not piney. Very sweet. Very piney. I'll give you that. Just by looking at this nug, I don't smell the sweet creaminess that I thought a pancake's like a doughiness or batter.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll take that off for you.
Do I hold this or?
Yeah, you can hold it down there.
Okay.
Hold it wherever you want. I'll let you stir it while I let mine warm up. Tino, I hear you got a new segment for us, sir.
I do. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2022, I present to you
Breed of the Week.
It's that what?
Breed of the Week.
Who you got for us this week?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, as I look into my notes, we have Soul Fire Gardens. He is from Seattle, which is why I picked him as the first breeder to have on the High 502. You might know him for some of his crosses you've seen on the rec market, such as the Don Mega, which is GMO to Black Banana. He has the Bahama Mama, which is Trop Cookies to Black Banana. And the Black Banana is a Blackberry Kush crossed to Blackfire Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I like about Soulfire is he breeds for a yield in hash. So if you're a guy who's out there and you really like hash rosin, you just really like hash in general, go to soulfiregardens.com and he'll have a good selection for you. And at a pretty good price too. I think it's around $100 for maybe a 10 pack of Fems, which is a pretty solid deal in terms of for what you get. One of his best friends and favorite people to breed with is Exotic Mike. They've been friends since they were in high school.
Tino, thanks so much for that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but it cut off at the perfect moment. So thanks for that. Go get yourself some Soulfire genetics today. Tino, what was that Instagram handle one more time?
Soulfire Gardens 2K19.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Well, during that technical difficulty, you missed Clock's news. Nothing much to report here, except we still don't know what's going on with our tax money, and $539 million are going towards healthcare purposes. That's what I was able to find. We're going to jump right into doing dabs, and boy, have I got a treat for you. Ooh. Oh, from the makers of Rectify and some of your other favorite topicals from Fairwind Gardens comes their Passion Flower line. This Ooh. Passion Flower line is located Vancouver, Washington, as a two-tier producer and processor. Fun fact about the Fairwinds family, I looked at their top shelf data and they made $1.1 million in 1 month alone in January of 2019.
Damn.
That's a good month for you guys.
Holy
That's a whole lot of flow gel and rectify, bros.
Yeah.
Sick. Fucking get it.
It's a cool market.
Well, I chose this gram was $38, also purchased at the Cushery in Lake Forest Park. Basically, they're saying that this is the purest and most finest way to buy your hydrocarbon dab is the way this is.
Huh.
Because pesticides are gross and clean concentrates are possible. Passion Flower is dedicated to providing high quality cannabis. It does talk about terpene percentages. This does have over 7% terpenes.
Wow.
This was produced July of last year. So it is, 8 months old at this point now,
mm-hmm.
I do believe. So I'm interested to see that. And I purchased OG Kush. This OG Kush tastes like diesel, coffee, and lemon. And it makes you feel giggly, balanced, and conversational. So get ready, Justin, to giggle, my friend. You see what they do there? They're telling you the effects of it, right?
Right.
Which is like, they're basically going to sit back. We're going to tell you what this dab is going to do.
I like that.
Okay. I kind of do too. It's a great marketing ploy, especially to the female buyer. I went through some headsets when they get all the receipts. They have like a billion receipts from Washington Rec Market. And they Damn. Can basically tell you that females buy mostly vape pens, and they buy vape pens that tell you the effect on the outside of the package.
Really?
So not only are we talking about indica, sativa, or hybrid, we're talking about chill, energize, relax, sleep, right? Those are the key words that find their way onto a female between 17 and 35's receipt. Okay. Really trippy, right?
That's really
interesting. Yeah, they just get all this data and they just pull it all together to make all these crazy analytics about all things like marketing and shelf placement and just all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's, you know, because people, as soon as they go, oh, let's get the point system, it's like, oh, they just give all your info. Oh, I'm this. Yeah. Here's my phone. Like, this is where I live. So they have that to back up all these purchases, right? Well, first of all, I want to say, this looks like poopy, okay? Yeah. And I raised two kids and had a cat with diarrhea once, so I know what poopy looks like. Okay, Justin, give me a sniff. Justin, give me a sniff and tell me what that smells like to you.
It smells like poopy.
It smells like hash. It smells like straight up hash.
What in the world?
Justin, he can't understand. He's sniffing it over and over, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I don't get the hash off it.
I don't get anything off this.
Either way,
I guess a small hint of shit.
Okay, look at it. First of all, I'm holding it up to the light. You can't really see through that, can you?
No, you can't.
This is like the eclipse. Yeah. All you see is the ring around the outside of the corona. Well, this is, I'm not going to lie, for $38, slightly disappointed.
Yeah.
As a smoker 5 years into the rec market, I definitely have stopped buying $10 and $15 grams. Ooh. I know that you're going to buy what you pay for. There are no Aladdins, no diamonds in the rough, right? And it's always going to end up hurting my throat, my lungs, making my rig look like shit, vice versa. I mean, blah, 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 right?
Absolutely.
Then they started doing CRC tech or the color remediation. So they were taking booth material, making it look like diamonds and crystal clear stuff. Not a lot of flavor there. I can only buy $30 grams. I don't know about yourselves when you buy dabs, but it's $30 plus for me now. That's the life I live. Pinkies out all the time. I can't handle $15 dabs. This looks like a $10 fucking dab. Yeah. I paid $38 for passion flower. I thought we had something special.
I thought it was chill.
Yeah, this is going to make me giggle. I'm pissed right now.
Yeah, so, make me conversational about how bad this is.
As you can see, I'm still hitting the mini now. Torchless 20s are still live and in effect. But I did, however, break my China rig. My five-year-old $100 China rig. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
But I still had a Puffco and didn't go a day without smoking dabs. So don't worry about me. I survived.
Hey.
What I decided to do is go to a place called From Bottle to Bong. Okay. And I found this mason jar adapter. And basically, they've taken a mason jar lid and they've drilled holes in it and put silicone grommets in it that allows you to have removable neck pieces and put in a stem. I'm going to take it off right here. Look at that. It's super easy to clean, okay? And any quart-sized mason jar will work. So I want to switch it out. I bought a couple at the Goodwill. I got a big-ass 1.5 gallon size, you know, if I want to get freaky with it.
Oh, yeah.
But the real thing, and this is what I want you guys to taste tonight, is about the headspace that this creates.
Okay.
I think I got about 2.5 to 3 inches. And when you guys unplug the carb, you should not be able to get water in your mouth. But however, be cautious. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep as little air in there as possible. It's giving me a gravity bong stale smoke feel to it, and I may not be able to use it as my everyday rig. No. So that's really what's going on. I've only owned this for 2 weeks, and I do have another guest rig in play in case this one is too boof for the High 502 guys. Okay. I get it. Okay. This setup on its own was $42 with no jar. For the jar, it cost $1. And of course, the mini nail retails for about $300. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what we got going on. And now, fresh water, fresh glass. I get to put this $38 poop on it, guys.
Here we go.
Let's send it. Listen to this chug.
Damn. Lungs of a champion.
That does look real cool, though.
Okay, I gotta be honest. I taste that myrcene right off the bat.
Really?
That shit has a mango hit to it. I'm not even joking.
Whoa.
Yeah. Part of me is just like, should I write an apology letter to Fairwinds right now? Because I prefaced the poop look. Oh, God, here it comes, though. Okay, well, I'm gonna be honest. That first dab of Fairwinds, I'm not dying from it. I don't feel bad. and it honestly has a delicious flavor for looking as dark as it does. So I'm going to pass it. It's 7% terp, 7.7 Tino. So, I mean, you know, it's got some flavor.
Do you feel that, though, when with the hit? Do you feel?
Well, I definitely tasted the myrcene right off the bat. I've had myrcene many times. My buddy had mango haze, and it was like eating a fresh mango. So I've been spoiled, you know, with that terp in my life. And that has delicious flavor.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I've been smoking flower for the last hour that it's like, oh, here comes terps, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yum, yum. But I don't hear Justin busting along.
I don't either.
I don't.
I wanted to ask too, with that $42 setup, does that come with the mouthpiece as well?
The mouthpiece, the down stem, a flower bowl, or a dab nail, you know? Okay. Yeah, and the lid and the band.
Dude, that's not definitely taste the mango.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Holy shit, right? I hope I didn't incept that into your head.
No.
But no, delicious.
That's exactly what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's OG Kush. Is that correct? I don't really ever feel like I've ever had an OG Kush that had more mango than any other flavor. I mean, sweet bud maybe, but that's damn delicious. Dang, honestly.
Okay. Going with this.
You're going to pass it now to Tino. You can flip it over. Go this way with it. We got a lot of shit on the table right now. You've seen the picture if you follow our Instagram. We try to do a little read-along or a see-along, take a few pictures of the show midway through, all the progress that we've made, all the products. How you guys feeling right now?
I feel great, man.
I'm high as fuck.
I'm pretty high.
I feel great to be back as well.
Yeah, I just feel good to have this experience right now. Because it's been crazy the last 2 years, man, and this having this
is nice.
It is.
It's good to be back.
And honestly, it does not feel like 2 years has passed last time we've all been sitting here chilling. This feels like a well-oiled machine just turning the key right over. It feels good. And you know, the rec market has changed in the last 2 years when everyone was having all this COVID money, all $600 of free, you know, if you didn't work, a lot of people were buying pot in different amounts. And there was such a demand that the market kind of went down a little bit. We got some fake Delta 8 distillate, whatever that process is of taking CBD and turning it into Delta 9.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. Right. And so, and that just like was all over the place as being like this gray area of getting high. And so now the market for the first time since its 2013 inception, I think has seen a downturn for the first time. It's not made more money. In fact, it's made just as much or less money than it ever has. It's only gone up. So, you know, you're going to find out who's sticking around and who has good money management. Yeah. Tino, Myrcene, and you, how's it going over there?
It's good.
It tastes good, right?
I think it tastes pretty damn good.
Okay.
You got me pretty high.
It hit you right away?
Pretty damn high. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. You're high and it's Myrcene Valley. I need another one. So I'm going to take this back over because you only live once and there's only so many dabs you can do in a day. It looks terrible. Can we all agree?
It does.
It looks like somebody's homegrown hash oil, but the flavor is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if this is like, let's say, pesticide-free, food-grade butane, closed-loop, yada, yada, then shit, you guys got a pretty good product over there at Fairwinds.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to Passion Flower Cannabis Collective. It's a weird name, though.
Passion Flower.
It sounds like booty hole or sex, doesn't it? Passion Flower.
Yeah.
It's like saying vulva.
Yeah. You know, vulva.
The Vulva Crew Collective. But okay, send it, right?
Yeah.
Would you buy another gram of it? Yes, I would, especially if it had an employee discount attached to it.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, out the door all day. What's that? That's 30% off. 10% is three, so that's gonna be like $9 off. So it'd be $29 a gram, maybe.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not even by two.
Shit. It must be payday for Tino over there.
For real. I got a question for you guys. What new farm have you tried in the last 2 years that has you think have done some really dank shit? What's your favorites of the last couple years?
Well, I'll start off And I'll start off by saying in the last 2 years, I have not gone out and not concentrate, at least that I, from what I can remember in the beginning of the 2 years. I've been strictly just smoking flower, or buying flower, at least not smoking it. And I've been pretty impressed with this farm called Mama J's.
Yeah, I like them too.
Yeah, they're indoor for sure, but they got a good price point with our discount. An ounce comes down to like $149, which in these days, you know, that's pretty damn good.
Price.
Yeah.
It's a good price.
It's not bad, and the weed looks good.
The weed looks good.
Yeah.
And I really like the strain that they got. They have a lot of like cookies and mints, like wedding cake. So I like their flower a lot.
Dang. What you, Clark?
I've been smoking mostly concentrates.
Mm-hmm.
Being a grower, I've been trying to perfect my own flower, and you know, so I smoke that, trying to be critical of it. But
yeah,
as I said, as I started to move away from $15 dabs, club cannabis,
mm-hmm.
their $15 grams are they're palpable. I could do that in a pinch. But I've been jamming on Seattle Private Reserve.
Okay.
Their terp jam is been, I have not had a bad one yet. And to be honest, if I'm in a strange town and don't know any better, I'll go to Dabstract and get their terp sugar. It's an easy play for me.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, because I would say Oleum also has some consistent grams, but they taste like the same every time,
mm-hmm.
no matter if it says electric lemonade or blueberry pomegranate, it all has the same, like, I come from the same kitchen taste to it.
Yeah.
Like you fried fish in a fryer and then everything after that yeah. tastes like fish.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like that to me for Oleum. So it's been those two. There's also one called, I think, the Seattle Marijuana Company that looks almost identical to Seattle Private Reserve as far as like on the shelf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah. Black and white, clear jars, like all that shit. And sometimes they got good shit, you know? But honestly, I've been focused on that cereal milk from Cantle Organics.
Yeah.
Fucking ooh wee, dude. And that Red Pop. They busted out that Red Pop live resin. And I've been buying it every single time I go. Yeah. It's like, oh, standard. Yeah. So
I have like that cereal milk. That cereal milk is just, I don't know.
There's something different about it. It's got this. For the life of me, it tastes like you drained milk through a bowl of Fruity Pebbles or some sort mm-hmm. of just generic cereal flavor.
Yeah.
And then it just, the way it coats your tongue with that is just, it's phenomenal.
Yes,
honestly.
Yes.
And so I've really liked the custard when they brought out the custard, and I even smoked Terp Crystals, and I think Terp Crystals are a waste of money personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, so that's what I've been doing. Justin, what about yourself?
I've been smoking a lot of flower. I got to a point where I was, my body was rejecting the concentrates.
Oof,
really?
So,
wow.
Yeah, so I stopped smoking the concentrates for a long time, but I predominantly have been smoking Canna Organics.
Okay.
I also get a lot of cereal milk. And then Freddy's Fuego.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freddy's Fuego has been dank recently.
Yeah, they got some fire.
And Mama J's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama J's is pretty fire. But it kind of changed because I like when they start getting new stuff in there, you know, because every time you go, you see the old stuff. There's this one they got in there right now that the weed is in like little beakers.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a nice
like little glass beakers with cork tops on them.
Do they have kind of like the periodic table?
Yeah, they got a couple different kinds of them.
And they have, but like the strain name, they have like the first two letters or whatever, you know, like the periodic table.
The little box.
God, this is awesome for podcasting. Just a lot of
Dude, we're still, that thing with the thing.
But it looks interesting, that, and I'm a fan of the cork top, so maybe we'll get one of them sometime.
That'd be tight.
Yeah,
I would also like to shout out Select Cannabis, because as though I'm not predominantly a concentrate buyer, When I got a couple extra bucks in the pocket and I can let it go, I'll buy a gram of the concentrate. And with the discount, I believe it comes down to around... Oh, juice. Jeez.
How much per gram?
Like $32.
That's a good ass price.
Yeah, and for some hash rosin, that's, you know, that's in my market all day, every day. And although sometimes it's hit or miss, and I think that could just be because of the cultivar itself in terms of terps, you know, it gets me high. It's a solid price, and mm-hmm. I just want to shout them out.
No, Soul Shine too.
Oh yeah,
Soul Shine's dank, dude.
Yeah, they're always been fire.
Take a little baby dab, Justin, just to taste the myrcene and the other components on another rig. I've switched out the mason jar. It was that easy. The E-Nail's now on like a 6-disc, 7-inch tall little percolator thing with a recycler or some shit. I don't really know too much about glass blowing, so I forgive me if you know, you're pissed off at me right now for not knowing what the hell the function is properly called. But there are those people out there, especially those damn cool ladies.
Well, you know who will be pissed off at that? It'd be this week's glass blower of the week.
Ooh, that's called a super segue. Hit it.
And I would like to introduce Sayin Glass on Instagram. They do a lot of cool little terp pearl glassware of... all of your favorite characters. I mean, I've seen Pokemon, South Park, Family Guy, Naruto, and I'm pretty sure they also do requests. So feel free to message them on Instagram at Sayin Glass and see what they can do for you. But yeah, that's who I have for this week.
Nice.
Sick. Okay. Go Hell check yeah. them out. That's really dope. Well,
I'm trying to get it to go. I'm going to give it a little bit more time to heat up.
Oh, it's not even heat up. You're going cold start, bro. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, you know what? That's what drinking and smoking will do. It'll turn you into a damn idiot. So my bad. Well, Justin, cold starts on passion flower.
Yeah.
I got one more dab and we have 10 more minutes left of time before the next block is up. So first of all, let's go back in time and let's just remember what we've smoked so far.
Okay.
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 We started with Gay Perry, correct? Yeah. And Perry. Gushers.
Yes, sir.
Would you buy it again, Justin?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good,
it
right?
It was good.
Tino liked it.
Hey, yeah. I liked it.
The next one was Lovett Farms. Is that correct?
Yes.
The Lovett
yes.
Farms was the Humboldt Royal Kush.
Yes.
At first, I didn't like it. It burned my throat, but then I got to know it. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I can vibe with that worm.
Yeah.
So definitely. I'm down. Happy soil makes me happy. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of love it, Farms.
Yeah. Hey, that should be good. You're at 400 and some degrees. Right. You want to just see if it's sizzling, brother.
Sizzler.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
We have ignition.
Ladies and gentlemen,
then we hit up Taurus Culture proprietary deep water technology,
yeah,
and their peanut sundae, dosy mm-hmm. dose sundae driver. Obviously, it was a machine pre-roll, right? So it had that machine pre-roll, but it did have reminiscence of dosy dough. Would you agree with that?
I would agree.
We all said, "Ooh, that is, it's there." Then we hit up the Fire Bros Pancakes a la Mode, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, $50 eighth, maybe not. Nah. Didn't have the most amazing, overwhelming smell, mm-hmm. But it definitely had the right structure.
Yeah, structure was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
This is what I'll say. This is my 2 cents on it. Any $50 eighth, I'm more than likely just gonna say the nano. You know, unless the weed is. Unless it like gets you higher than I've ever been before,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hard for me to do that just because it becomes, I don't know. It's just hard.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's hard for me to accept that. I feel like maybe they're getting one over on me, and then you open the bag and you're like, damn.
I've seen like cookies, man. They got like $75 eighths.
Just, it's never worth it.
No.
I just have found it's never been worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do get burned more than you do get rewarded for that, you know? Yeah. And you're right. And the cookies thing is like, you can't even see the weed. Yeah. You're literally buying it because you're like, I know that brand name.
Exactly.
But it's not like a Gucci t-shirt. Like, you see the cut of the t-shirt, you see the quality. You're like, yes, I do want that.
Yeah.
This is like such a gamble. It is. Speaking of gambles, this is the last product that we're smoking. Mm-hmm. This is a place. This is Common Roots. This is Bubblegum Obama number one.
Okay.
97% THCA, 1.7% terps. They're calling this THCA rock candy. I found their information only through Top Shelf Data. They had no Instagram handle. They had no website. It looks like they had two licenses, but now they only have one, or one that was making any money in 2021, which is the last time I can get data for free on Top Shelf Data. Shout out. Wow. And the one in Everett is a tier one producer processor. So okay, here we go. I'm going to unpackage it. I loved Sparkle Iridized. You see that? How the package has a little bit of sparkle to it, mm-hmm. but it's not gritty. So it's like, ooh, it's that silver foil iridized look to it. I love it. It's a package within a package, and I'm super blazed right now, so it's a little hard to get out. Throw that your way so you can take a look at the old box.
Oh, yeah.
And
that is nice.
And it looks like THCA crystals drizzled with juice on it, but not so much to make them runny. So that's interesting.
Wow, it's got a nice smell to it, though.
It's got a really nice smell.
I will say, I am thrown for a loop. When I read it, as rock candy, I thought this was edibles.
Okay. And why are you saying bubblegum and candy on a package? That seems a little trippy.
Right.
Their logo is pretty super dope. It's like a half a skull, but but the hair is pot leaves that are like multicolored, almost like camouflage.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. You can see that they're just doing the basic bit shit, you know, basic rock camera. That's cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, so that is what it is. Justin, would you pass that to Tino?
Yes, sir.
How was that dab through that rig? Was it too cold start for you? Was there anything
No,
there?
No, I got some out of it.
Okay,
it
good.
Same flavor, man.
Same flavor. Okay, yeah. Good. So really
delicious.
That bong, it's got good flavor.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying. Okay, cool. With 5 minutes left, Justin, is there anything you want to tell the world? Weed wise, anything you want to hope for the future? Are we doing this again someday?
Absolutely. I really hope so.
I really hope so.
I really hope.
Okay.
That would be just amazing to get back to. But as far as weed wise, I don't know, man. I hope that they start giving marijuana more credit like they do in Colorado, honestly, because then that will start helping erase the stigma that's on this plant. You know, people can see that it's actually being used for good things.
Okay.
You know, they maybe should be a little bit nicer, you know, just that kind of thing. Like, I just really hope it sort of starts to become more socially acceptable and more accessible for people that really need it.
I agree. I agree that federal legalization or declassification as a class mm-hmm. one narcotic has got to be within the next 3 years. I mean, for Christ's sake.
It's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
And it was going before I was born, you know. How's that doing, you?
I can't do it anymore.
Okay, it's getting Tino something fierce. How was the flavor, though?
Sorry. At first, it was really nice. And then afterwards, it just was like your normal THCA rock.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So it's light bodied.
Yeah. And then at that end, it was, I don't know what it was, but it was something fierce.
Is it fake?
Oh, it doesn't taste good.
Okay.
At the end.
Is this a dessert dabs moment where fake terpenes and THCA are mixed together?
It might be.
Oh boy. Here we go. Send it.
Yeah, that's all. You can always taste the artificial.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But how you feel?
I'm high. Super high. That THCA got me.
Yeah. How about you, sir?
Well, I'm coughing, so there's something there.
I mean, I forgot we were still recording.
We got 3 minutes. I will say it does have a pina colada like flavor to it or something.
Yeah.
Where it's like all of these tropical flavors put into this one hodgepodge. I'm not tasting bubblegum. It is pretty tasty, but being 97% THC, that's the predominant flavor in the party, right? Honestly. So, Tino, what do you wish for the future for the High 502 guys?
Man, I hope we can keep doing this. I really hope to see cool as someone on the Instagrams for cannabis, or at least like following bigger people. I'd like to see our rec market maybe kind of get into the hip hop of what's going on in other states, and so it'd be cool to bring some of those through. It'd be cool to get some sponsors. I'm so high right now.
Okay, cool, man. Cool. I think that I love hanging out with you guys and getting stoned. We smoked a lot of products again tonight, and I'm leaving with a smile on my face. So whether we get sponsored or not, it's not the point. I think we've started something here, because I see when we first started doing this, no one was doing this at all. Now I see that this is becoming a thing with either Chris Crazy or some other people who I'm drawing a blank. Other people are reviewing cannabis, and I think that this is becoming a real thing is review shows. And so maybe there is purpose for us for doing this in the future. And I really, oh shoot, we got 30 seconds left, and I really want to make stickers.
Yes. Okay? That would be cool.
I was thinking the same thing.
15 dude. Bucks from each of you, and we can start doing stickers. Okay.
That would be awesome.
Okay. We got 15 seconds left. So for Ryan Claw, for Tino Caceres, Justin T, my name is Ryan Clock, and thank you so much for listening all the way through the High 502 guys.